Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Gimel. We're on Kuf Beis of Beis, second to last line, by the words Kufa. So now the Gemara is going to bring down a Machlokas Amarayim regarding the order, actually the Maisa this year, of Kiddush and Avdalah if Yontif falls out of Motzei Shabbos. So Shabbos and Yontif is on Sunday. So Motzei Shabbos turning into Yontif. What's the order of the Brachos that we make, that we do Avdalah? Just to be trying to point out that this machlokas seems to be discussing the seventh day of Pesach, Shiyish Pesach, because none of the Amoraim here mentioned the Brach of Zman, of Shechianu. At the end, we're going to throw in Shechianu. But here, none of them mentioned Shechianu, so the only Yontif really that you don't say Shechianu on would be Shiyish Pesach. So, a bunch of Shitas. So, Yontif Shechal Yosach HaShabbos. First go to the Rashbam. Rashbam says, Gufa Yontif Shechal Yosach HaShabbos, Tzarech Lahavdil L'Kadesh. Right? If you have to make Havdalah, you have to make Kiddush. Umashma, Shim Lo Hayo Yontif. It's Mashma here that if it wasn't Yontif, meaning it's just a regular Motzei Shabbos, Lo Hayo Cholkim HaMoroyim HaHalalu, there would not be a Machlokas HaMoroyim. Ela Kule Modu, everyone agrees to the order on regular Havdalah, which is Yayin, Maor, VeHavdalah. Which would be, first make the Yayin, a Roper Guffin, then Maor, Bor Reish, then a Mazim Kol Shachol, then something's not in here. Right, Vahashta, the Ika Kedushas Hayom, Pligi. Now though, you have Kedushas Hayom, you have the Kedusha of Yontif, following the Kedusha of Shabbos, there's a Machlokas. Ulefichach, therefore, Tzarech Litein Tam Lechol Devarayim, you have to give a reason to each of their words, Velomar, Shakidish, all these different reasons, all different permutations. So Kufa, Yontif Shchalios Achar Shabbos. Rav Amar Yakno. Yakno is Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. So you have Yayin first. So according to Rav Amar Yakno, and Shmuel Amar Yanhak. He says Yayin, Ner Havdalah, Kiddush. So both of them agree that, Rav says Yakno, which means Kiddush comes first. So wine is going to come first for them because wine is Tadr, Shenu, Tadr, Tadr, Kodim. Right? So let's look at Rashbam. It explains everything. Rav Amar Yakno. Right? Svirule, Kedushas Hayom, Atifa, Mehavdalah. He says that the Kedusha of the day, the Kedusha Yom comes before Havdalah. Inami de Chimavil Beresha, or you can say that if you make Havdalah first, Mechsi de Havdalah Kedusha Yom Kemasoi. It looks like Shabbos is a burden trying to get rid of that, So he says you do Kiddush first. Ulefichach, therefore, Yayin Kodim LeKiddush. The wine comes before Kiddush. Why? Kibes Hillel, like we'll see Beis Hillel says, De Tadr Shein Tadr Tadr Kodim. That's the most prevalent bracha, so that comes first. Va'achar Hakdim, then makes Kitten, then you make Havdalah, right? Yayin. I'm sorry, they make Kiddush, Yayin Kiddush, then Achar HaKiddush, Ner V'Avdala, Kishar Motzei Shabbos, Shaner Kodim Avdala. So you make the Yayin because it's the most prevalent bracha, then you make Kiddush because you want to show that Shabbos is not a burden, you make Kiddush first, and then you do Avdala, the regular way of Avdala, of Ner and Avdala, what's left. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says Yanhak, which is Yayin Ner Avdala Kiddush. He holds that Avdala comes before Kiddush, right? So look at Rashbam, Shmuel Amar Yanhak. Shmuel Svirulei, Havdalah Kodim LeKiddush. That Havdalah is going to be before Kiddush, right? But Yayin is going to come first, because they're going to view the idea of Tadir. The first bracha that's said more often than not, than other bracha, sorry, is Yayin. So that's going to come first. Then it's going to come Ner and Havdalah, because that's the order of Havdalah for regularly, Ner and Havdalah. And then we're going to do Kiddush. Then we're going to do Kiddush. So he says, go back to the Rashbam. Shmuel Svirulei Havdalah Kodim LeKiddush, can the first time of the Kameh, Mishal Rashub and Menai, Lamad Davar Domer. He says, Shmuel's going to hold up what we say later on. What's it similar to is you have Kiddush, which is Shabbos, which is a king, and Yontif, which is like the prince or the duke. So when you have the king leaving and the prince coming in, first you malave the king out because it's more chashuv, and then you bring the prince in. So he says, Lamad Davar Domer, the melech sheyotzev aparkos. Nichnas Malavin Samelach Hashabbos LaHavdil VeYacharkach Yotzim Afarkos LeKras Yom Tov LeKadsho. Right, so that's what he says. So that question is though, why do we not say? Why is there no Besamim? Why is there no Besamim here? So where is that? Look at Tosos Rav, Rav Amar Yakna. Why is no Besamim? Shabbos is ending. Why is no Besamim? So Rav Amar Yakna, Masha Ein Maske Besamim. Why don't we say Besamim any of these? It's the second to last Tosos. So he pays Rashbam, he quotes the Rashbam, the Tam Besamim Mishum Ibud Neshama Yisera. He says, the reason why we say Besamim is because we're losing the Neshama Yisera. Will be Yontif Nami Ika Neshama Yisera. He says, Yontif also has the Neshama Yisera, therefore, you don't have to make a Besamim when Motzei Shabbos goes into Yontif. Tosfos doesn't like that. But if that's the case, Tosfos asks, why don't we make a Besamim every Motzei Yontif, if there's a Neshama Yisera in Yontif? Right, Vikasha, He says, "Im kein b'motzi yontif amai lo tekinu b'samim." So therefore, lechein nira, he says, "The b'yontif." Tosfos says, "B'yontif lekan neshama yisera." There is no neshama yisera on yontif. V'hacha. So why don't we say b'samim here when you're leaving Shabbos into yontif? V'hacha in maski b'samim mishum b'simchas yontif v'achila v'shasiya moel k'mo b'samim. The b'samim is to maintain the beauty or the spirit of the Shabbos for a little longer. So that either you have the b'samim, or if it's Moshe Shabbos that falls on Yontif, if you have the meal and the simcha and the basar and the wine, that's going to take care of the neshama yisera. He says, "V'yesh time alone nechanim v'zeh time k'nachan ikar." There are those who gave other reasons are incorrect. This is the correct answer. Says Tosfos, why there's no b'samim. Okay, so that was that. We had Rav and Shmuel. Now everybody else is going to be sort of a permutational for Rav and Shmuel. What comes first, Kiddush or Avdallah, and then fitting in the other items. For Rabba Amar, okay, here's Rabba, then Levi. Rashbam switches the gear, so between Rabba, but we have Rabba's Levi, we have Levi's Rabba, but nevertheless, Rabba Amar Yehanak. So that's Yayin, Havdalah, Ner Kiddush. So he obviously says that Havdalah comes first. Again, Yayin here is going to come first because of Tadir. But he's going to hold like Shmuel that Havdalah has to come before Kiddush, but he also says that you're not supposed to put, Havdalah and Kiddush together. You can't put those two brachas next to each other, because he's going to view that those are, I'm just going to summarize Rashbam, he's going to view that those are soser. What, first you can say have Kiddush, and then you make Havdalah right away. It seems like a stira. So therefore he separates them by putting the Ner in between. And again, the wine comes first, because it's Tadir. Levi Amar Kanya. Levi says, Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, Havdalah. So he's going to hold like Rav, that Kiddush comes first. And he's not concerned about Tadir, obviously, because he's putting Kiddush first. So he's going to put Kiddush first, but he's going to be cholik in him about the bracha of the wine, and he says that you have to put the wine, I guess the wine, near the bracha of Havdalah, because then if you don't have the wine near Havdalah, so it looks like you're not making Havdalah on the wine. So therefore, Kiddush comes first, then comes the Ner, then comes the Ayin Havdalah, because Havdalah has to be made on wine. Kiddush, theoretically, doesn't need to be made on wine. You can make Kiddush on Lechem. But so therefore, you have to make sure, if you don't have the bracha of the wine near the Havdalah, it looks like you're not being mavil on Havdalah. Rabbanan Amar, Rabbanan say, Kinya, which is Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdalah. Again, they hold like Rav, that Kiddush comes first. And they hold like Levi, who said before, that you have to make the bracha of Yayin next to the Havdalah. So it's Kiddush, then Yayin, Ner Havdalah. But they just hold that you have to have the Ner before the bracha of Havdalah, like every Motzei Shabbos. Like every Motzei Shabbos, the Ner comes before Havdalah. So that's why you have to have the Kiddush, then the Yayin. I'm not sure why you have the wine first.
It's not like Rav.
Well, it's like Rav. The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is only whether Kiddush comes first or Havdalah comes first.
Okay.
So Kiddush is here first before Havdalah, which is at the end. So it's clearly like Rav when it comes to the Machlokas of Kiddush and Havdalah.
When you say Yayin is after Kiddush, it's only because you need to have the Yayin next to the Havdalah?
He seems to be saying here they have to have the Yayin next to the Havdalah. If the Yayin next to the Havdalah, but you put the Ner before the Havdalah, again, because you want to make it like every other Shabbos, Moshe Shabbos. Therefore, Kiddush comes first, Havdalah comes second.
The question is, what would you do on a regular...
Regular is everyone agrees.
Shabbos with regular Kiddush.
With regular Kiddush, regular Havdalah.
Regular Kiddush.
Right.
We make the bracha in the middle, but we sort of make it before Kiddush.
We make it before the bracha of Kiddush.
Correct. So right. Why wouldn't you do... According to that, except for the fact that you have to put it next to Havdalah, why wouldn't you make Kiddush and then make the bracha on the
yayin? Again, because Kiddush doesn't necessarily have to be on wine. So he seems to be saying that Havdalah needs wine more than Kiddush, because Kiddush could be made on lechem. That's why I think. Okay, but I'm trying to figure out here. Okay, he says kinya, marbere de Ravna Amar. He says nakya, which is ner Kiddush yayin Havdalah. He holds that you have to do again Kiddush and Havdalah. That's why the Kiddush is going to come second. But he also wants the wine next to the Havdalah, like Levi. But he says you have to put the Ner first, because the Ner is where you get Hanah first. The first thing you actually get benefit from is the Ner. Right? You get Ner before the wine. You're getting the Ner you're seeing right then and there. Again, in those days, it's Mamish illuminating the house, so therefore the Ner comes first. And that's Marbrei de Ravna. Marta Amar Mishmeid Rav Yeshua Nihak, which is Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush. He says that you have to do Havdalah, which is actually logical. Havdalah comes before Kiddush, right? And like Shmuel, and the Yayin comes before them because it's Tadir. So the Ner you get benefit from first, go first. Then the Yayin because it's Tadir. Then you have to do Havdalah like Shmuel, and then Kiddush afterwards. So this massive 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 6, 7 way of Machlokas as how to set it up. So Shalach le Avua de Shmuel le Rebbe. So Avua de Shmuel says to Rebbe, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teaches our master, Seder Havdalah Heyach. How do you make Havdalah? What's the order of making Havdalah on the Yotav Shechal and Motzei Shabbos? So Shalach le, so Rebbe sends back to him, Kach Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, Kach Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel said the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi, Misham Misham Aviv, name of Yossi, Shem Misham Rav Shub and Chananya, said the name of Shub and Chananya, Nahayak, which is Ner Havdalah Yayin Kiddush, which is a new one, right? There's a new one, which is Ner Havdalah Yayin Kiddush, because he says Havdalah comes before Kiddush, and once you make Havdalah before Kiddush, just do the way you would normally make Havdalah, Ner Havdalah Yayin. Right, do that first. Again, no besum because it's Yontif. So Ner Havdalah Yayin, and then make Kiddush. And that's actually pretty logical. If you go for sake, Havdalah comes first before Kiddush, so do all of Havdalah, and then do Kiddush. Okay. So Amar Rav Chanina.
We don't do it in that order.
Nowhere so far did we pass him yet. Right. Nowhere so far have we passed him yet. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, says, Mashal the Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. Those who hold that Havdalah comes before Kiddush, we already solicited the Rishbam, it's similar to this Mashal. L'melech Yotzei, so a king is leaving the city, that's Shabbos, the king is leaving, and at the same time, the Aparkos Nichnas, the minister is coming in. So the king is first, there's Malavin as Hamelech. First you escort the king out, which would be Havdalah. You escort the king out. V'yacharkach yotzim mikras aparkos, if that's how you pronounce it. And then you go out and you greet the minister. So that, so too, B'nai Yisrael is supposed to Malava the Malka of the king out, and then bring Mekabel the Yontif for Kiddush. So that's why those who hold that Havdalah comes before Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Mar Havela, bottom line, what's the Psak? So now we're going to add in Zman here. So you're going to see two Amoraim are going to pass in the same way about what comes first for the brachos. So they're going to have a machlokas of where you put the zman of the Shechianu. So my Havela, Amar Abaye Amar Yagzina. So it's Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah with zman in the middle. So it's Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. So he says that you start with Kiddush because you do Kiddush. Kiddush comes first. So finish everything. And the zman of Shechianu comes in the middle after you finish the Kiddush stuff because the Shechianu is on the Kiddush aspect, and then after that you do Havdalah. The Rava Amar Rava says Yaknahaz. I believe that's how we paskin. It's Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman, and his thing that Kiddush comes before Zman. Sorry, Kiddush comes before Havdalah, and you say Zman at the end. So I think that's how you always do it. Zman is always the last bracha, so make Zman the last bracha here as well. The Hilchos like Rava, and the Halach is like Rava that we do. Yaknahaz. Again, Abaye and Rava don't argue about the order or the brachas, Yayin of Kiddush and Havdalah. The machlokes is where you put Zman. Do you put Zman in the middle after Kiddush because the Zman is coming on Kiddush? Or do you put Zman at the end because you always have Shechianu at the end? Bottom line is though, it's Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Like is the way we paskin. So who said Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah? I believe that was Rav. The first sheet that we had was Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah was Rav. Abaye and Rava agree to that and just have machlokes of where you put the Shechianu and Hilchasa Ki Rava. Tosfos just points out, well, why do you have to say Hilchasa Ki Rava? Machlokas Abaye V'Rava, you're always passing like Rava, except for those six cases of Ya'al Kagam. But Tosfos says, Mishum Inach Amoraim Itzrach L'Poskim L'Rava. The reason why here we say like Rava is because we had seven other Shittos. Right? Besides Abaye, there were six other Shittos. So okay, maybe there were all these other Shittos of how to put it together, so therefore, we're going to say specifically passing like Rava here because otherwise you wouldn't have known. Oh, pass like Abaye. What about everybody else? So we passing like Rava. Okay, that's the first. Next, now the Gemara is going to bring the order of the brachas of Havdalah on every Motzei Shabbos. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikle lebei Rava. So Rav Yehuda was a guest at the house of Rava Motzei Shabbos. Asul kamayu meor Rabbi Ner Ebusamim. They brought them the light. Then Ma'or, which is the Havdalah candle, the light, and the Besamim. So now we're talking about a regular Shabbat, Moshe Shabbos, because we have Besamim. So the Besamim. Beirich Rava Abesamim Bereisha. Rava made the bracha on Besamim before Vahadra Amor, before he made the bracha on Havdalah. So Amra Lei, so Rav Huna Bar Huda says to Rava, after he finished this, he said, why'd you do that? Vahav Ben Beis Shammai, Ben Beis Hillel, Ma'or Bereisha, Vahadra Besamim. Don't we say that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that he's supposed to make the bracha on the Ish before the bracha on the besamim? You did it the opposite. You did the besamim before the eish. So Gemara says, wait a second, umayhi, which machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, is he referring to to say that the bracha of Eish is supposed to come before the bracha of Besamim. Umayi, Ditzan, is a Mishnah, Mesechus Brachos, appears on the Aleph and Beis. This is by a person who only has one cup of wine, and he has to make Havdalah, and he has to bench. So, you have, after benching, you put one cup of wine, he only has one, he has to bench, he has to make Havdalah. So, Zmachlok, Beishame, Sila, what's the order of the Brachos? So, Beishame, Omrin, Beishame said, this is the order, is you do Ner, right, the H comes first, Umazon, then you bench, right, Besamim, Havdalah. Okay, Beis Hillel, Omrin, Ner, Besamim, Mazon, Havdalah. So, okay, the Machlokas is where do you put the benching? But both agree, you see here, both agree that the Ner comes before the Besamim. So why are you doing the Besamim before the Ner? What's going on? So, Ani Rava Basarei, so Rava, I guess, gets up to defend himself. But Amar, and he says, Zodiver of Meir. That, the way you just read that Mishnah, that's how Rav Meir reads the Mishnah. That's what he thought the Machlokas Beisham Beisil is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and I'm going to hold up Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo nechlu Beisham Beisil Amazon Shel Betchila. There's no Machlokas between Beisham and Beisil about where the benching goes. You bench first. That's what we do also. You bench first. Right? Va'al Havdalah Shi Besof. And Havdalah is the last bracha. Aman nechlu, what's the Machlokas? Al Me'or Val Besamim. What comes first? The Eish or the Besamim? Beishamay says Ma'or ve'achakach Besamim. Beishamay says make the Eish, then the Besamim. Beishil Omrin Besamim ve'achakach Ma'or. Beishil says you do the Besamim, then the Ma'or. That's exactly what Rava did. He did the Besamim, and then he did the Eish. Right? Rav Yochanan has said, Nagu'am, the nation is Noheg, they're customarily to do Ki Beishil, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. To go like Beishil, Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, which is you make that order, you make Mazon, which is benching, then Besamim, then Ner, then Abdullah. So therefore, you see, he's supposed to do Besamim before the Ner, and that's what I did. So that's why what he did was okay. I think that's how we do it. So, okay, next. This is going to be another story of another Amora who is in the house of Rava. And
they talk about Berkas Hamazon, but they don't talk about Yayin as being part of Havdalah.
Well, they talk about Berkas Hamazon. Right, so the question here is where does the yayin go? The yayin usually is the first bracha.
Right, but it's not mentioned.
It's assumed. The yayin comes first because they're holding like Tadir.
Okay.
So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Ikla Lebe Rava. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was invited to the house of Rava. I guess this is on Shabbos. Chazei, he saw the Birich Bori Priyagafin Akasa Kama. He saw that, Rava made a bracha Bori Priyagafin on the first cup that he drank, which is probably Kiddush, and after he finished the Suda, v'hadar barich akasa de birchasa. He made another bar of pure guffin on the cup that he used for birchas hamazon, v'ishtei, and then he drank it. So Amr leis, or Yaakov says to Rava, lama lach kulei hai, why do you have to make a bracha again, I guess? Ha barich leimar chad azimna. You already made the bracha bar of pure guffin on the first cup of wine, why do you have to make another bracha on the wine that you're using for benching? So Amr Leh, so Rava says to Rav Yaakov, well, I don't know, Ki Havina Rei Beir Shkalukha, Ha Kavdina. When I was in the exarch's house, that's how they did it, right? When I was in the house of the exarch, that's what they did. We said, Bor Pir Guffin, well, here, I think it was, wait a second. Here he's drinking bracha Akasa Kama, and at the end he made the bracha of on the last cup. So then he says, why did you do it? He said, I did it because that's how we did it in the house of the Reish Galusa. So Amr Leh, so Rav Yaakov says back to Rava, the house of the Reish Galusa is different because you don't know if they're going to be giving you more wine. So you, after you drank the first cup, you had Hesech Hadas, so any other cup that comes to you, you're going to have to make another Bor Pir Guffin. Amar Leh, Tenef Be Reish Galusa, the Hachi Avdinon, the Suffolk Maisilon, Suffolk Lo Maisilon. You're not sure they're going to give you another cup of wine. I guess maybe the ex-large house, they were stingy. I would think the opposite, that you think they would give you more and more, but they would be stingy. And therefore, I guess you had Hesech Hadas. Right, Rashi says, each cup is like the beginning of the Suda. Okay, so there, you don't know. So each time you finish a cup, it's Hesach Hadas, you don't think you can get more. But Hacha, in your house, you have the first cup, and when you're having the first cup, you knew you were going to have the cup after benching, so you had no Hesach Hadas. Why do you have to make another bro for your God then? So Amalei, so Rav responds, oh, the real reason is Ana Avdi ki Talmidei de Rav. I don't know why Rav didn't answer this first, I hold like the Talmidim of Rav, what happened there? De Rav Brona v'Rav Chananel Talmidei de Rav Havayasli b'Sudasa. So Rav Brona and Rav Chananel, who were Talmidim of Rav, were sitting at a Su'uda. Kai Alo Rav Yevasava, and I guess Rav Yevasava was the Shamish, right? Amrulei, so Rav Brona Rav Chananel said to Rav Yevasava, Havlam v'Nivrach, pour us the cup for benching, and we're going to bench Berkas HaMazon now. So Lasof, at the end, they decided they didn't want to bench. They had Chacharata. They went back. So Amrulei, so Rav Yevasava said to them, Havlan v'nishte. They said to Rav Yevasava, instead of giving us the pouring us the cup to bench, pour us the cup so we can drink it. So Amrulehu, so Rav Yevasava said to him, Hachim Rav. Rav says, Kevin damrisu havlan nivrach. Once you said, let's stop and let's bench, and we said, Rabbi Sina Varech, let's bench, it hasaru l'chulamishte. That's a hefsek that prevents you from drinking more wine unless you make another bracha rishona. Right? My taima, dasichu daitaichu. Because you had hesek hadas. You're no longer intending on continuing the meal. You had hesek hadas. If now you want to continue, okay, you don't necessarily have to bench. There is a Gemara in Brachos that says once you pour mayim achronim, you have to bench right away. So you have to figure out how this works with the bracha, that's also in chulin. But you see from here that birchas if havlan nevarich is enough to be meisiach das, so birchas hamazon is enough to be meisiach das, and if we have to make another bracha rishona, so that's why Rav has made a bor pir guffin on the cup after benching, because yeah, he made a bracha bor pir guffin on the first cup, and then he benched, and then he had another cup, he made bor pir guffin because the benching was a hefsek between the two cups, between the first cup and the second cup. Okay, so Abaye. Amemar Umar Zutra Rav Ashi Havu Yasi B'Su'udah. So the three of them are sitting by a Su'udah. V'kayula or Rav Achabrei Derava. Like Rav Achabrei Derava is their Shamas. Sounds like he's almost like a caddy, you know, the golf caddy. He gets paid to do the service, right? Amemar. So what had happened? Amemar Berich Al Kol Kasa V'Kasa. Amemar made a Bor Pir Gafon every time he had another cup of wine in the meal. Umar Zutra Berich HaKasa Kama V'Kasa Basra. Rav Zutra did what we just said before. He made a bracha rishona on the first cup of wine, and a bracha achron, and a bracha rishona on the last cup of wine after benching. Rav Ashi Berich HaKasa Kama V'Sulad Barich. Rav Ashi made a bracha on the first cup of wine by Kiddush, I guess, and he never made another bracha, even for the cup after benching. So Amalu Rav Acha Barava, so Rav Acha Barava, I guess, was there. He was a shamish. He says, Ana Kama Navi. Okay, everybody, stand up and defend yourself. Tell me your svara so I can decide who to hold like. So Amemar Amar, Rav Meimar says, the reason why I make a bracha on each and every cup, because I'm not such a good drinker, Nimlach Ana. I was Nimlach. Every time I had another cup, I never thought I was going to have another cup afterwards. So I had Esach Hadas. That's why I had to make another bracha each and every time. Which I guess that, like, today's day and age, because maybe the wine wasn't on the table. So they have to keep bringing another cup of wine, so each time he thought that was the last cup. Maybe now, if you have the wine on the table, you don't necessarily have that hesach hadas. So I'm thinking out loud. Mar Zutra was the one who made the bracha on the kiddush and then on the benching cup. So I hold like the talmidim of Rav that you have to make a bracha again on the bracha on the wine of benching because the birchas hamazon is a hefsek, and therefore I have to make another bracha. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, no, I said that I do not have to make the bracha on the wine for benching, because less hilchos like Talmidei de Rav, I don't, the halacha, we know the halacha doesn't follow Talmidei de Rav. Benching is not considered a hefsek. How do I know? Daha, because we have the machlokas amarayim that we just learned about the seder of the brachas of Kiddush Havdalah on Yontov Shechal Yos Achar Shabbos, v'amar Rav, and Rav says there, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So it's Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, and then you drink. So you see that just like there, you make Bor Pir Guffin, and that works. Maybe this mixes what you were saying, Mr. Sheffer, maybe coming here. He says here that you make Bor Pir Guffin, and that bracha works both for Kiddush and for the Havdalah, and you don't have to make Bor Pir Guffin two times. You can learn from there also that you don't have to make Bor Pir Guffin two times with Kiddush and benching. Just like over there. So it's not really a very strong comparison, and the Gemara says that, Veloi, and that's not a good comparison. The Hussam there, meaning by the case of benching, you said the akar daite mimishtaya. When you started benching, you want to finish the meal. You're done with the meal. That's why you're benching. The meal is done, you're getting up. So therefore, if you have another cup afterwards, you have to make a bori priya guffin. So we do that, that's what we do. If you finish benching, you have a cup of water or something like that afterwards, you got to make another bracha rishona. But hacha, by the case of yontov shechal yos moshe shabbos, lo akar daite mimishta. When you're making the first bracha of kiddush, you haven't even drinking anything yet. So you haven't set your mind away from drinking. I know I'm going to drink it at the end. So I make Kiddush, I make Havdalah, I drink at the end. It's not a comparison. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, who was in the house of Rava, and we're discussing more of Havdalah. Ki mata lavdule, right? So that first they discussed Kiddush. Now, I guess Rava came to make Havdalah. Kam Shameh, so the Shamish of Rava got up. The Adlik Avuka Mishraga, he lit a torch, he lit a multiple wick candle from the candle. Right, he was Adlik Avuka Mishraga. He lit a torch from the candle. So Amar Leih, so Rav Yaakov says to Rava, Lama Lachulihai, why did you have to do that? Well, you have to keep the fire right there. Ha man chashraga. The candle is right in front of you. Why do you have to then take the candle and light another candle? So he says, so Amar Leih, first Rava says to Rav Yaakov, Shama midaiti dinashik avid. The Shamash did it on his own. That was his own, he did it for no reason. I don't know why he keeps pushing him off with bad answers when he has the legitimate answer afterwards. So Amar Leih, Shama midaiti dinashik avid. Amar Leih, so Rav Yaakov then says to Rava, no, it can't be. Ish lo shami leh mini demar lo avi avid. That's your Shamash. Unless he heard it from you, he's not going to do anything on his own. So tell me the real reasons. It's fine. So Amar Leih, lo sabar leh mar, do you not hold? Lo sabar leh mar, do you not hold? Avuka l'avdala mitzvah min amufkar. It's like we do. It's a mitzvah min amufkar to have more of a torch. That's why we always be makbid, to have at least two wicks on our candle. It has to be more of a torch. Okay, one second. So he says, so Pasach Amar. Okay, so that's the reason. So Pasach Amar. Now when it came to the Havdalah, to the Brachas, he says, Rava says, Bruchat Hashem, Lekeinu Me'achalam, Hamavdil Ben Kolosh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael L'amim, Ben Yom HaShvi L'sheish Me'masa. Right, that's what we do. He makes these four Havdalahs. He makes the four Havdalahs. So Amar Leih, so Rav Yaakov says to Rava, Lam Lach Kulehai. Why did you have to make so many brachos? Hamar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Did Rav Yehuda quote Rabbi saying, all you have to do is say Hamadim Kodesh L'chol. You know, we say like if you see him shul or something like that, you just say Hamadim Kodesh L'chol. That's only bracha you have to make. That's enough. Your Yotzei Havdalah, right? Zoe had the losos Rav Yehuda Nasi. That's the Havdalah Rav Yehuda Nasi. That's Havdalah. A brachah Hashem came out Hamadim Kodesh L'chol. Done. So Amar Leih. So Rav says back to Rav Yaakov, No. Ana Kahasvir Leih. I hold like the following shita. The Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Hapoches. The minimum amount of brachas for Havdalah, I guess the small amount of Havdalahs you say is lo yitzchos mishalos. You have to do, say, three Havdalahs. Vamosif, and if you're going to add, you have to add lo yosif al sheva, up to seven. So you have to do three or seven. So Amar Leih, Rav Yaakov says back to Rava, okay, three or seven, you did four. So he goes, vaha mar lo plus amar, velo sheva amar. You did four, right? Hamavio ben kodesh l'chol one, ben or l'choshech two, right, Ben Or L'choshech 2, Yisrael Amim 3, Ben Yom HaShvi'i, Sheish Me'masa is 4. So it's 3 or 7, and you said, you tell me 3 or 7, and now you said 4. He says, no, Amar Leih, he says to him, Ibra, really I only did 3. The truth is, the last one of Ben Yom HaShvi'i, Sheish Me'masa, that's Me'ein Chasimahi. That's not really Havdalah, that's just a statement that's going to be similar to the bracha. When you're making this long bracha, so the last statement of what you're saying has to be Me'ein the bracha, because at the end of the bracha, you're going to say, Bruchat Hashem, Hakeim HaChom, I'm now doing Kodesh L'chol, so I say, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Me'masa, which is a similar statement to the bracha. He says, Amar Leih Ibra, Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheish Me'masa, Me'ein Chasimahi. That's Me'ein Chasima. Rashi says, V'lo M'minyonahi, Rashbam says, it's not part of the count. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Hamavdil, when you separate, when you do Havdalah, Tzarech sheyomar me'ein chasima lachasimaso. You have to say towards the end, you have to say something that's similar to the bracha that you're going to make at the end. It's me'ein chasima. So, but upumpedisai amri, those in Pupudisa would say, me'ein pesichachson sam lachasimaso. You have to say something similar to the beginning at the close to the bracha at the end, which would be the same thing. Because it ends up being the same bracha, ends up being the same thing. Amadim and Kolosh L'chol. So the Gemara says, so my Beinayu, what's the difference between Shmuel and Pupudisa? Both the Psicha and the Chasima of the Havdalah, we say Amadim and Kolosh L'chol. Therefore, the brachos and the most brachos, the Psicha and the Chasima is the same. Same. So it seems there's no distinction between what you would say at the end. If the last thing you say before the bracha at the end, or the last thing you say, if the last thing you say has to be similar to the bracha at the end. But the last thing you say has to be similar to the bracha at the beginning. It's all going to be the same thing when it comes to Havdalah. What's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, Ika Beinayu, again, Yontif Shechalos Achar Shabbos. If you have Yontif that follows Shabbos, so like this year, you have Yontif that follows Shabbos. So now, there, on Motzei Shabbos, the opening of the bracha is Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. The ending of the Havdalah is Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. So if you have to make it, the last statement has to be similar to the opening, it would have to be something similar of Madam Mekodesh L'chol. If the last statement has to be something similar to the ending, it would have to be something Mekodesh L'chodesh. Right? So the Chasimon, it says, Ika b'nayu yontesh chagas achar Shabbos, the Chasimon Mekodesh L'chodesh, the Kodesh. Manda amar p'sichason, somach l'chasimason, that who says that the psicha has to be similar to the end, so lo boy the memar ben kedusha Shabbos, the kedusha yontesh v'dalto. Then you don't have to say kedusha Shabbos, kedusha yontesh v'dalto, which is what we do, because you have to make it similar to the opening, which is Madam Mekodesh L'chol. Manda amar me'in chasimason, some lechasimason, and the one says, no, that the end has to be similar to the end, the last bracha, then boy le'meimor, ben kedusha Shabbos, ben kedusha yontov yivdalto. Then you have to say, ben kedusha Shabbos, ben kedusha yontov yivdalto, because that's going to be similar to the end, which is amad yobein, kodesh b'kodesh. Tosos is an interesting Tosos boy le'meimor, he says, shol Rav Ephraim as Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Ephraim asks Rabbeinu Tam, lama nogu olam lehosif, why do we add so many things when it comes to the Havdalah of Motzi Shabbos Shechal Yos B'Yondif, the Lomar, we say it's Yom HaShvi M'Sheis Mei Maseh, Kiddash Tarev Dalta, V'Kiddash Am Chesed B'Dusha Secha, She'en Zeh Lo Me'en Pesicha V'Lo Me'en Chasima. These are all things that are not similar to the beginning of a Madlum and Kodesh L'Chol, they're not similar to the end of a Madlum and Kodesh L'Kodesh. They're all different, they're different types of Havdalahs. The Heishiv Lo, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Mishum Chivas Hayom, because of the love of the day, Herichu, we added, Kedei Lomer Pam Achas Me'en Zayin Avdolos. It's the one time that we have the Chivas Hayom, we're going to do, follow that sheet that says, we make seven Havdolos. We said three or seven, he did three, because the fourth one was Me'en Chasima, but here we're going to do seven. And what are they? He says, Ben Kodesh L'chol is one, Ben Or L'chol Shech is two, Ben Yisrael Amim is three, Ben Yom HaShilu Sheish B'Masa is four, then Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yontov Yivdalta. You separate between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yontov. What is that? That's Perish Shabbos Yontov Shari Lamecha Ochol Nefesh. You're allowed to eat, prepare food, Ochol Nefesh. That's number five. Right? That's Yom HaShvi Mishesh Meimaseh Kidashta. That's the difference between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week, meaning Chol HaMoed, he says. The Shari Dabar Avav Mishavar, the Shabbos Aser. Different halachas between Malacha on Shabbos and Chol HaMoed. Those two are going to be one Havdalah, because there's differences between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, Ochol Nefesh. Shabbos and Chol HaMoed, Davra Avod. Zecholok Shabbos and Yontif, Havdalah Achas, Harei Hei, that's five. Hivdalta v'kidashas amkai so v'kidusha secha, and then you may Havdalah within your nation of Yisrael. That's two Havdalahs. Number one is Bein Kohanim Leviim. Sorry, v'kidashas amkai so v'kidusha secha, Shtei Havdalos Ben Kohanim Leviim V'Yisraelim. There's a separation between Kohanim and Leviim, separation between Kohanim and Leviim and Yisraelim. It's two more Havdalos. Havi Me'en Chasima Demein Kodesh L'Kodesh. And that's similar to the Chasima, because both Yisraelim and Kohanim are Kodesh. And that's similar to the Chasima Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. And we have seven Havdalos. Now we know why we say all these things in the Havdalah, to say all of these seven Havdalos. It's a minimum that I'll develop later. Plenty of things like that. That's the minimum developed later. Right, because he held that you did seven, three. So Tosa says we're going to do seven on here. They developed a minimum later. That's what's the issue. A lot of minhagim are developed later. Tainus Esther isn't mentioned in the Gemara, and we do it.
Right.
So maybe these are the seven. Or maybe it's mentioned elsewhere. I don't know. Okay. We'll stop here by the Gufa. Pick up tomorrow.